On a cold, windy Friday morning, about a dozen Coast Guardsmen are crammed into a tiny greenhouse overlooking an Alaska lake, many of them with drills in hand. They're there to help get the building in shape for spring, so the residents of the Father Ishmael Gromov Senior Center can start growing peas, carrots, and flowers, too. Christina Butler is a damage controlman aboard the Cutter Sherman, and she's helping coordinate the project. She says that a big part of the work they're doing is simply making the greenhouse more user-friendly. Things like bringing down shelving and making sure that the space is wheelchair accessible.
Today's goals were to widen out the planter boxes, do some more shelving, keep the one that's existing for heavier objects, but put new shelving lower so that the residents are able to reach things a little bit easier. And also kind of if we have some more wood left over, we're going to do a makeshift sink holder in the center. Nothing permanent so that they can remove it if need be, but just kind of a gravity drain in the center.
On top of helping the seniors, the project is actually beneficial to the Coast Guard too, as Mayor Shirley Marquardt learned when she and Captain Joseph Hester were coordinating the project.
We went out there today.
Okay.
And we did just some measuring, and we're going to have plywood cut and wood cut.
If you can, let her do the cutting, because there's some of our folks that actually need the experience. We'll take care of it for you.
To be a damage controlman on the ship, a person needs to have a pretty broad skill set. Everything from the mundane to the highly specialized, as Butler explains.
We do welding, we do brazing, we do soldering, we do watertight integrity, we do practical damage control, which is like shoring, or if there's a hole in the ship, we do plugging and patching, we do firefighting, we do chemical warfare experts. It's literally a jack of all trades.
And carpentry is one of the skills they need to have mastered, even if they don't get to practice it too frequently.
Since we're on a ship, we really don't get to do a lot of carpentry, so it was kind of nice to be able to use one of the traits today that we don't normally get to use underway.
But one skill they don't need to have is gardening. While the group working on the greenhouse is glad to know that the seniors will enjoy it, most of them aren't too familiar with growing any vegetables of their own.
This is more for the carpentry and the woodworking experience and being able to help out rather than us knowing anything about being green thumbs.
In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.